Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, Friday Eve, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. March 3rd, it is, and we have a lot of stuff that we're going to jump off into today. In the beginning, I'm going to ask for forgiveness. Got a little bit of a cough, can't seem to shake. So just wanted to give everyone a quick heads up warning. But you know what we do? We plow through no matter. On the topic list today, KD is back. After missing 21 games, he is back, ready to roll tonight. How much of a difference will this make for the Brooklyn Nets? James Harden looks incredible in Philly. He once again looks motivated, ready to go. I will just say this, it's still regular season. Be patient. Let's wait and see what the total outcome will be. Major League Baseball. They have started informal labor talks, the union and MLB, informal talks while the season is just sitting there. Make it make sense, because I can't. A player today had a measurement done, and I don't think it was the measurement that he wanted done. We'll get into that, too. We'll get all that done right here on the Cave Show today, coming to you live from the Girls' Lounge Cigar and Tobacco. We're brought to you by them, and they are located at 4991 South Alma School. And it's Alma School in Chandler Heights. Yeah, and let them know the PLR says you take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Also become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge. Sit back there, relax, watch one of the many televisions that they have. Get treated just like you're at home. They do serve beer and wine, but enjoy an adult beverage while you are watching your favorite game, your favorite team. If you're not a member, no issue. Still plenty of great places to sit, relax, and watch. Now, if you can't make it in, no worries. Just go to Stogie World. That's StogieWorld.com. Order early enough for the day, and your sticks will ship out the exact same day. Like I said, though, if you can make it down here, get on down here. 10% off your cigar purchase when you head out. Just let them know that PLR sent you. Also, tonight is Lady Night. Ladies night. So there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of great door specials and specials I have. Get down and find out how you can have a good time tonight. Ladies night at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Our call-in number is still the same always, 917-889-7828. Let's get a couple callers in before we get too far along. Also at 1:30, we have the one and only, my BFF, Michael Caratudo, giving a call in so we can talk about the state of affairs that's going on. And not just in the topics that I gave you, but the Cardinals also resigned their GM and their HC. So we'll weigh in on all of that as well. We do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Ooh, what's up, buddy? How are you?
All right. But, of course, if you're a baseball fan, not so good.
Well, they're going to have informal talks now. Now is the time for informal talks.
That's going to solve anything? I don't think so. I mean, look, Monday you talked for 16 and a half hours, and you still couldn't get an agreement done. So then you come up with a last-ditch effort to try to get anything done, and it just blew up right in their face. You had it, and you lost it.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't announce.
That is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I wouldn't even announce to the public that they're having informal talks. That alone is asinine. I mean, what's an informal talk? Does that mean you're meeting to meet? You already canceled the first week of games, so informal talks can be canceled the second week. I don't get what they're doing.
No.
But there's a lot of stuff that still has to get done before they can get any, you know, too far on this thing.
Yeah. But
I mean,
still,
from what I'm looking at, from some of the things, some of the things I'm looking at, the MLB is proposed raising the tax threshold from 210 to 220 over the next 3 seasons. But that's nowhere near, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the union wants 285. So we're still nowhere near.
Something like that, yes.
Yeah, we're still nowhere near. That's a big difference.
Yeah. Unreal.
So.
And the
first
the first week of the season, gone.
Gone, yes, it's gone. And informal talks told me that the second week of the season will be gone as well.
No kidding.
I put this out here. I know I'm going to ask Mike Carrick to know this. Do the owners want to come back right now?
In a word, no.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it to me either.
No.
So,
and you
didn't
take any talk seriously until the beginning of last week. You met for 8 straight days, of course, well, which is good. At least you were consistent. But still, after Monday, when you talked until 3 o'clock in the morning for 18 hours, and you still didn't get anything done, so what were you doing?
Yeah, I'm in that camp, and if I'm off, then so be it. But I'm in a camp, and I'm not believing the owners are as anxious to get back as they are trying to sell that they are. I'm just not buying it.
No. Interesting.
I'd be interested in seeing the financials on their savings or how much they actually would lose if there's no baseball for the first, like if they go from 162 to 130, just on what they would save in player salary.
Sure.
So I'm almost curious to see that, but I'm not buying that they're really anxious to get back anytime soon.
No.
So,
I mean, I can't tell if it's going to be a short term or a long term thing, you know, with this disagreement.
I don't know. We're going nowhere in a hurry. We'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. I think if baseball is what you were excited for, this, I don't know if you're going to get to watch it.
From the way it looks right now, no.
Yeah, does not look good.
I mean, you lost most of the 2020 season, which was not their fault. Keep that in mind. That was not their fault in 2020. But you could have learned something from all this, and you had 2 years to work on this deal, and you did nothing until like the last week and a half, and you still didn't resolve anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Manfred, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, said, and I quote, "The concern about our fans is at the very top of our consideration list." Okay. Here's my issue, right? So owners are always crying that there is a payroll disparity problem. You know, you got teams like the Dodgers and Yankees and Red Sox, Cubs and the Giants seem to have a little bit more leeway than other teams, right? Okay. But there are other teams that cry poverty, but they don't want to spend $200 million. Last I checked, San Diego was a small market. They're spending money. Texas always whining about money. They go out and they sign big-ticket players. Why is it how is it on the players to police the owners and what they spend? Why is it their responsibility? The small market versus the large market, look, you're all billionaires. I'm tired of hearing this. The small market always cry poverty. You are not in poverty if you are the owner of a major league team.
That's who they are. So, like, oh, we can't compete with the big guys. You know, we're on, no, you, well, I mean, they do have, you can't say they can't, you know, some of those teams do. I mean, the Brewers, of course, I think have a big fan base. Padres, yeah, maybe not. Cleveland does. That's kind of like, well, that's kind of like medium market. But, you know, not all the small markets, you know, I think are suffering. But then,
no.
You know, just to find something to argue about. That's what it basically comes down to, just to find something to argue about.
Don't you find it odd that a small market team in football can afford to compete, but a small market team in baseball can't? And has that ever dawned on you at all?
That is suspicious. That is suspicious. But then again, football is widely more popular than baseball.
It is. But I'm saying, when was the last time you heard someone in football crying, we're small market, we can't compete?
1977?
Yeah, if then, right? If then. I just think the whole thing is a joke. Honestly, I don't even want to hear that they're talking. Every time I hear what they're talking, what they're in meetings, I think it's a waste of time.
Good, tell them to shut up.
I really do. Yeah, I think talk to us when you have something. Talk to us when you come up with a solution. Excuse me. Talk to us when you have a reason to get your players back in. You realize players that are injured haven't even rehabbed at the facility because they can't.
Come rehab at my house. Like, here's the company.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, before I let you go, I see KD is back.
Thank goodness. Help.
So any that should help them a lot. Obviously, but another question.
It's better.
So I'm reading still, and is there and you're in that market? So tell me, is there any resolution yet to this New York ban? Because I'm still confused now.
Not yet. I mean, there's still Abs is still working on. What today's day is March 3rd. I think by Monday or something. I think there should be more progress. I think the ban might be lifted by then. Because I think it said March 7th was going to, you know, determine that.
Yeah, so from what I'm saying, Kyrie for the Brooklyn Nets can come in the building. He's now allowed in the building on game days. He can sit there. He could cheer. He can high five. He can go in the locker room. He can do anything he wants. He can change into a uniform. He's not allowed to play.
Yeah.
Any word on them trying to make sense out of something nonsensical yet?
Like I said, not until I think Monday or Tuesday when the date comes. Because they said March 7th they were going to, I think, lift it. So maybe we'll have more information by then. I hope so. But they're always saying, like, you know, why should we leave it open to Kyrie, but thousands of New Yorkers, you know, who aren't vaccinated, you know, can't go to work with them. Why should we just open for one person? Okay, I see the point there. You know, you might just open up for everybody, not just one person.
Yeah. So that was my question. Why not just open it up for everybody?
Right.
So,
okay.
What's
the
difference?
A fourth wave. Yeah, we probably will, but, you know, we can't live in a bubble forever, you know.
Well, last I checked, other cities I know down here, there's nothing like that in Phoenix. We're the fifth largest city in the country, and I don't think our numbers are any higher than New York's. So,
I haven't looked at them in Phoenix. You know, I can't tell from here.
Yeah, I don't think they're any higher. I don't think Miami's is any higher. I don't think other places are any higher, so I don't see the difference. But it is what it is. How's your Seton Hall team going to do? Did they make some noise
We are making some noise. We're not ranked in the top 25, but we are getting better. We got a few more conference wins, which I think is more important. At least we're going to finish no worse than 500 in the conference. We do have over, I think, 20 wins now. It's going to be up to, I think, to us how we're going to do in the Big East tournament, which starts on Wednesday.
It's starting to get that fun time of
year. You know,
we all get in there. I know. I just took a quick look. Seton Hall is 19-9, 10-8 in conference.
Yeah, they need to win Saturday to get 20 wins.
So you think 21, 22 wins gets them in no matter what?
21, 22 wins I think would get them in. If it's 20, I think it's going to have to determine on how far they go in the tournament.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the Big East right now, and from what I'm looking at, Providence, Villanova, and UConn, they're probably locks to get in. And then you got to start looking at the, and then you got to start looking at the Creightons, the Marquettes, and the Seton Halls. They'll probably be your bubble teams. And then teams like St. John and Xavier will do a lot of work in the tournament.
Forget it.
Before I let you go, what happened at Georgetown?
Ugh. Patrick Ewing, what are you doing?
I mean, 0-18?
And they tied their worst record for losses since 1972 with 23 losses on the year.
I'm just not used to seeing that. Even in their lean years, I'm not used to seeing that. I think we may be seeing the end of that regime, the Patrick Ewing regime. And it's too bad too, because he did a lot of good work in the program as an assistant. I'm glad he got a shot.
Yeah.
But going back to alma mater sometimes is tough. I mean, we saw it with my man that played at I can't think of his name now. Played at St. John's. Lefty. Played for Golden State. Mullins, he had a tough time. Going back there. Chris Mullin had a tough time, and Clyde Drexler had a tough time going back down to Houston. Sometimes I guess you can't always go back home.
No, you can't.
So,
I mean, it's not the same, you know, teams they were 30, 40 years ago.
No, it is not. You are 100% correct. It is tough. I just looked at one thing real quick, and it said bubble teams that look like they're really sweating. Memphis, Oregon, Indiana are some of the teams that really look like they are on the bubble right now. They're going to have to do a lot to figure out how they're going to get in. And, Lou, here's where I'm going to say I think your team is going to have to really do well to sneak in, because we know this is about money as well. And if North Carolina is on a bubble and they find a way to get another win or two, they're always going to take that name over the other name.
I know.
So I think, you know, you guys may have to do just a little bit more work. But that's what's going on, my friend. I appreciate it.
Right. All right.
All right, my man.
If you get a chance, call in this week if you can.
I will do. Hopefully you can take a little noise in the background. I've got four teams playing in the playoffs this week in 10U and 12U basketball. So you'll get a real good experience. I know, huh? All right, buddy. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Paul. We'll talk again.
All right, Lou. Talk soon. Always good to catch up with Lou, good friend of the program. Listen, let's jump away. We'll be back in 30 seconds of the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining me today. Coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Don't forget, today is Ladies Night. Get your butt down here. Enjoy all the specials that they will have going on tonight. Make sure you're following us. Like I said, you got us live today by hitting that little live button at sportscave.com, Caves with K. Easiest way to find us. Also, you can catch us on iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. Download those two apps from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Just follow The Cave Show. It's brought to you by The Sports Cave. get alerted when we have a new show that has updated. Also, make sure you follow us on social media at the Sports Cave. Cave is with the K. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. You get me directly on the Twitter at PLR Sports, as well as follow us at our website again at sportscave.com. Again, Cave is always with a K. All right, everyone, so check it out. The Cave Suns broke their terrible two-game losing streak last night against Portland, went about 30 points. Now, yesterday, I caught up with JaVale McGee, and he said there was going to be a lot of points put on the game last night. This is a team that does not like to lose. It really eats them alive. And when they're a two-game losing streak, it's something that they don't even want to lose two in a row. They have a model that they don't want to lose two games in a row. So something came out last night, something that they just came out ready to go. Now, they came out without Burke, who's in health and safety protocol. Came out without Chris Paul, who's out for a while. Didn't matter. Cam Payne came back last night, played a whale of a game. Another thing that happened last night outside of the Suns, Al McCoy, 50 years broadcasting for the Phoenix Suns. Absolutely incredible. If you ever get a chance to just meet a nice person, Al McCoy is one of the nicest people that you will ever meet. I've been covering the Suns now for quite a while. And years ago when I first met Al McCoy, and it's amazing because Al meets a ton of people. There's a ton of people in media. There's a ton of people that just come up to him and speak to him. I mean, Al's been doing this, like I said, for 50 years. And quick story, I was at a Phoenix Suns. It was before the season started, so it was a media day. And I want to say I covered him not for a full year. Well, it was about a full year then. But only bumped into Al a couple times, met him, introduced myself. Never really had a chance to sit down, talk to him, anything of that nature. And I saw him at media day. He was walking by and I said, hey, Al, how are you doing today? And he turned around and said, hey, Paul, how you been? How's everything going? Yet? I didn't even remember my name. And I found that this cool effect just because here's a guy who's been doing this forever, who knows how many people in the media he's met. And I've seen him in the cafeteria before the game, but never really spoke to him. But like I said, I think I told him my name one time. And he stopped me and said, hey, Paul, like he's known me for just years, just incredible. Incredible person. Big fan of Al McCoy and big time congratulations to him. Last night, though, back to the Suns, I kind of had a feeling last night the Suns would do well, and that goes without saying that they're playing Portland, who's a team that's just struggling, but defensively is where the Suns locked down, giving up only 90 points, really helping shut down everything that Portland wanted to do. Anthony Simons just did not get off of the game like he's been doing recently. And the Suns just did a really, really good executing the game plan, especially after the first quarter. They get New York on Friday, and you never look past the team or never count victory, but I'm counting that as a victory. The Knicks are just not that good. I don't believe players give up. Right, but I do believe sometimes they may not necessarily play as hard or they'll tune a coach out, and I do believe Tibbs has been tuned out. I don't think he's in sync with upper management. I don't think he's in sync with his best players. And I'm still trying to find out how you can make it to the NBA. You can be a really good NBA player, Julius Randle, but you still don't know how to use your right hand. He's got to do something different. Throw the set off. I think the Suns will be able to contain him. There will be no Booker. There will be no CP. And I know protocol says Booker has to pass two COVID tests within a 48-hour period. Doesn't look like he'll be able to do that before the next game. Hopefully he will, but I still think the Suns will be fine without them. A couple of things I do want to dispel, with the Suns. I see a lot, especially on Twitter, where people are saying, good defense could get rest or do this or do that. Now, I'm one of the people that said It's good for Chris Paul. Not good that he got hurt, but it'll save the lower parts of his body. He'll be a lot fresher. But I think you got to be careful when you start missing too many guys. I'm not talking about for the lead of the division. I think they'll end up with the best record in basketball. But I'm talking about staying as one unit. And I think that's where you have to start to be careful. You know, as much as you want Booker rested, as much as you want Chris Paul rested, I still think you have to stay fluid. And you still have to have certain things going. I don't want Booker out for more than 3 or 4 games. You want to find ways to rest during a game. You want 20-point blowouts, so you're on 24th quarters. You want big leads so minutes can get cut. You don't want to rest by missing games. But I think we have to be very clear. I see a lot of people on Twitter. I see people that I was joking with a friend of mine that does sports yesterday for a newspaper. And a lot of people say, well, sources are telling me. And I love people that say sources. As he said, where they vetted sources. They run with one person. And I'm going to give credit where credit is due to a couple guys that I knew. They do excellent work. Gerald Bourguet does excellent work. He lives there. I mean, they may as well give him an office at the Suns headquarters. When he's tweeting something, it's true. Dwayne Rankin. When he's tweeting something, it's 100% true. Dave King, when he's tweeting stuff, 100% true. And there's other people as well. But I love when I see a tweet after a Gerald tweet about 4 minutes later. It says sources say right after Gerald's tweeted it. So I think that's just saying their source was a Gerald Bourguet tweet. I just find that funny. But I get that off my chest. But yeah, there's a lot of people that cover the Suns. They're there. They're in Zoom meetings. They're practicing 4 games after games. But I do want to. I want to get back to it. Just be careful. You got to be careful when you're mixing rest and you're mixing being ready to go. Got to be real careful with that. You do not want to get out of cohesiveness. They looked tight last night. They looked together last night. But you want a core group to stay fresh and stay ready. And I think that's really, really important. So you just got to be careful with that. James Harden and Joel Embiid look great together. They do. We all know James Harden is an incredible basketball player. He looks motivated. He looks ready. It seems like he has a new life in him now. I'm still going to warn be careful, fall in love too much with regular season James. We got to see if this carries. Don't fall in love with regular season Doc. We want to see if this carries. It makes a difference. When lights are the brightest, what are you going to do? There's certain guys in the NBA, we know when the lights are bright, they're showing up. Jokic, LeBron, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Luka Doncic. We do know Giannis, a Greek freak. When the lights are the brightest, they show up. What will James do? Kevin Durant, when lights are the brightest, shows up. What will James do? What will he do when the lights are the brightest? Because you can say what you want. Pressure's on him. Cannot have an early exit in the playoffs. Cannot flame out in the second round. I honestly believe he has to get the team for the NBA Finals along with Joel Embiid. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Matt Stafford. He had to get to the Super Bowl. Hell, if he didn't get to the Super Bowl at least and win the Super Bowl, people could say, why did we give up so much? We did this with Jared Goff. So it definitely, definitely, definitely makes a difference what James does in the playoffs versus what James is doing now. But like I said, he feels like he has a new, fresh breath, new outlook on the season. He has someone that he seems to like, but now playing for the GM that he likes. So let's see what happens. I hate using the word chokers, but you got a coach that's lost more up 3-1 series in the history of basketball. And then you got a star player that just doesn't seem to be for the lights of the brightest. So I'm anxious to see how that happens. But as for right now, they look good. They look good. And other real quick NBA news, like I said, KD coming back tonight. I'm wondering what's going to happen with Brooklyn. What happens if they draw Toronto in the playoffs? You can't even get in the country unvaccinated. So Kyrie, in essence, won't even play. Can't play at home. Can't play on the road. I'm really interested to see what happens when and if those two meet up. Real quick note here about the girls. Right now, they're showing the ladies' ACC tournament on their television. So this is just something to actually that you can be used to. A lot of people don't realize it, but the tournaments, the conference tournaments, are just as exciting a lot of times as the NCAA March Madness tournament. Because there are teams that have to win their league just to get on, for both men and women. So I find it extremely exciting to watch some of these games. Hell, last year, Georgetown went on that run, won the Big East, to find themselves in the tournament. They wouldn't have been in. And they always seem to find themselves in because they won their conference tournament. And remember, every time a team gets in that wins their tournament and they weren't expected, the regular season team a lot of times ends up sliding into an at-large, and then they start kicking out other teams. I mean, there's only so many positions in the tournament. 64, technically 60, and a lot of people still call that round one. I call it what it is. It's a play-in. It's a play-in game. And it's not always fun to watch because you'll get some team like a number 16 team against a really high seed. And it's some team from like a real small college, like Western Tennessee, Abilene. And it sounds like I'm making that up, but it's not. There's some team in Southeast Western Texas that's dying to get in by winning their tournament. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it worth watching. And it will be showing the games here at McGurl, the first two rounds for sure. The first round falls on St. Patrick's Day, which is going to be one huge, huge party. But Madrills will be opening. I'm going to get it confirmed by next week. But it's looking like they're going to open 9 to accommodate the first set of games. I will be in town. So if you want to come in with me, get a stick. Like I said, 10% off. When you mention, I will be here from 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock and during the first round of the NCAA tournament. Again, 10% off your sticks if you come down here and hang out with me and watch the games. On Thursday, St. Paddy's Day, we will be down here for March Madness. Also, I'm going to create a bracket that's a fan bracket. No fees, no money. The winner will win 2 cigars from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. All you have to do is beat me in your picks. Whoever beats me in a pick and ends up number one wins. Now, we thought about saying whoever beats me, all those people get a stake. But what if I end up being 100% wrong? What if I pick games at night and I change my mind in the morning and I'm dead wrong? So whoever wins the pick'em tournament will be the person that wins the stakes that would mean that they win. I beat me. All you got to do is win a tournament. You get 2 free sticks on the Cave Show at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Every year I get into these pools and I just sit back and I'm like, what? What are you doing now? What's funny is I was on a roll at once. I think I won 2 or 3 in a row. And then all of a sudden, I just got cold. I think everyone struggled last year. Everyone struggled last year. You didn't know what was going on. COVID was running crazy. It was coming back from a year of the tournament being canceled. So it was just nuts all the way around. But it's back, tournament's back, back were a lot of fun. Like I said, I mentioned once, or probably twice, it's Ladies Night tonight at the Girls Five Cigars Tobacco, 4991 South Palmer School. Come on down and definitely check us out. Getting those, it doesn't look like Mike is going to be able to join us today. We'll get back with him for sure next week. And we actually teamed it, or timed the show out for him. No problems whatsoever. So we'll go into our abbreviated mode. Make sure you're following us at the Sports Cave on Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Remember, Cave is with a K. You get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. And you can check us out on the website at thesportscave.com. Also, make sure you're checking out Tina Calhoun, your wine consultant, for Scout and Seller, 602-410-4821, 602-410-4821. If you are tired of your wines having sugar, additives, all that crap that makes you tired, doesn't fit, don't feel right, definitely get with them, all natural wine. It's Tina Calhoun, your wine consultant, for Scout and Seller, 602-410-4821. There is not a live show tomorrow, everyone, so it will be best of. We'll be back on Monday with a live show ready to go, wrapping up all the crazy stuff over the weekend. Listen, everyone, until then, thank you for joining. Definitely appreciate you taking the time. Have a safe weekend. Take care of each other. Until then, this is the Cave Show with CLR Tips. Bring us home.